Spike Lee, famous black American filmmaker, has said he's not going to go and see Django Unchained because he thinks it would be disrespectful to his ancestors because of the overuse of the N-word. Samuel L. Jackson has defended his friend Quentin Tarantino. How did you think, you know, what did you come away with sort of as far as that is concerned?
Well, I think, I mean, the language in the film is rather shocking, even by Tarantino's standards. But I think to kind of paper over that would be to overlook the reasons why that word is so particularly vile. I mean, if you don't use it in a film about slavery, then you don't understand why it's quite as offensive as it is. And I think the fact that it is used extensively here just goes to prove the horridness of the institution and the appalling, you know, state that people were in and the length that we've come since then.
And how violent is the film? I mean, are people going to be shocked by that?
Yeah, the film is, even by Quentin Tarantino's standards, incredibly violent. There are just buckets of blood sort of erupting from various parts of the screen, especially in the sort of the latter half of the film. Some of the worst violence is actually kind of off screen. There's one scene where you don't see very much, but it's incredibly upsetting anyway, which involves dogs. And it is just, it's a really, really violent film. But I think it's not quite such cartoonish violence as Tarantino sometimes used in the past. You know, he's not just having violence to look cool. He's using violence to make a point about, again, what was happening at that time.
Right. So is this sort of heightened violence? Is this Tarantino trying to sort of his kind of take on what went on? And how does it compare to those Hollywood films that have treated slavery in the past? So Amistad and Beloved, for example.
Well, I think the really kind of over-the-top violence tends to come in here when Jamie Foxx's Django begins to kind of take his revenge against slave owners. The more upsetting and more kind of disturbing bits of violence are those against the slaves. And those are not treated lightly and they're not treated kind of cartoonishly at all. But they're even more kind of shocking for that. The kind of over-the-top violence that Django has just kind of, you know, reinforces his anger and kind of reveals how furious and righteously furious he is. And it's actually kind of, it's actually kind of cathartic when you get to it. I mean, films that have talked about slavery in the past have tended to talk about it around the edges a little bit. I mean, you know, Beloved didn't make much of an impact in this country. Amistad talked about, that was slavery seen through a courtroom. You know, that wasn't kind of out in the fields, and this is very much in the fields. And even something like Gone with the Wind, you know, that was taken as kind of matter-of-fact slavery in the background to the really important stuff about the dresses, you know. So this is, in some ways, maybe the first mainstream film to tackle slavery quite this head-on that I've certainly ever seen.
And let's just go over some of the performances. You mentioned Jamie Foxx. I mean, how iconic do you think this performance will be seen in the future going forward?
He's a man of very few words, is Django. So Jamie Foxx's sort of natural kind of ability with kind of patter and just to deliver a really cool line is, if anything, underused. But he's clearly kind of a deep thinker and he kind of does linger in the imagination, but he maybe doesn't leap off the screen in the way that some of the supporting characters do. Leonardo DiCaprio plays Calvin Candy, who's the plantation owner, a really, really thoroughly horrible man. But he's just kind of just so oily and despicable. You know, he thinks he's very charming. He in some ways is very charming, but just everything about him is wrong. Christoph Waltz is great. It's a kind of a similar, in some ways, role to the one he played in Quentin Tarantino's Inglourious, his previous film, but much, much nicer. This time he's on the side of the angels, not the side of the Nazis, as he was in that film. But man of the match for me, actually, in some ways, is Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson in this film basically plays the complete antithesis of every character he's portrayed on screen up until now. You know, he's often been these strong, angry, very proud men on screen. And this is a snivelling, obsequious, quite evil guy who, even when he isn't sort of, you know, snivelling, frankly, is actually manipulating his own master behind the scenes against his own people. It's a really, really wretched, horrible character, and Samuel L. Jackson plays it brilliantly.
So how is this film, do you think, how is it going to stack up against Tarantino's other movies? Obviously, it's difficult to say right now, but, you know, where do you feel it stands?
I think this one's going to age pretty well. I think it doesn't have the kind of cool factor that you know, a Pulp Fiction or a Reservoir Dogs had. But what it does have is there's actual substance there beneath the kind of flash and beneath the kind of stylized, you know, camera work and stylized kind of performances in some ways that Tarantino brings to it. So I think there's actually quite a lot to digest in it. It's a long film that I know has put some people off. You know, they feel it kind of drags a bit in the middle. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of substance to it and a lot of kind of, I don't know, it's maybe his most important film in a very strange way.
Is Tarantino getting better?
He kind of emerged fully formed in terms of knowing what to do with a camera and knowing what to do with actors, you know, constructing these incredible scripts. I think what it is he's getting a bit... he's getting a bit more ambitious in some ways in terms of the subjects that he tackles. He's getting a bit more willing to kind of push the boundaries, and he's also getting, you know, more support in terms of finance to make bigger films. I mean, Reservoir Dogs was designed as a really cheap, small film that they would let him direct. He's getting more and more, you know, money these days, more and more prestige, more and more Oscar nominations, and that's got to help him keep pushing the boundaries, whatever those may be.